Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk. As the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
All I want for Christmas is my two shoes tied.
On WAAF.
That is true. WAAF and WAAF HD1. Westboro, Boston. WKAF and WKAF HD1. Brockton, Boston. And today's Hillmail voicemail messages brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. For the lowest rates in Boston on low mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more, visit cityofbostoncu.com, the City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. All right, let's get to today's Hillmail voicemail messages.
Thursday, 9:05 a.m.
Attention, fellow stoners. It's not that tough. If you can't drink a beer while you're doing it, you can't smoke a bone while you're doing it. Simple.
End of message.
That's true. Ernie, you voted, I'm sure, yes on four.
Four? Yeah, I was really torn. I was torn because, you know, you see all the commercials, and I mean, I don't smoke pot every day.
Kevin?
You know,
not every day.
I used to smoke pot every day.
You used to smoke pot every day?
Like for 15 years, but yeah. I haven't smoked pot for like 20 years.
You haven't smoked it every day, you mean?
No, like, I don't really smoke it.
Oh, you don't smoke it?
No, I don't smoke. Okay. I have nothing against it. Yeah. I actually love the smell of it.
Yeah.
I actually love the smell of it, but I don't do it. I don't know. I was
going to say, Rob's relapsing.
Yeah, buddy.
I love the smell of it, but I don't. I love everything about pot except getting high. I just don't like it.
I mean, it's so unfortunate because, you know.
I look like I do.
Well, you. You could get the really good stuff.
I mean, right.
15 years ago, you know.
Yeah, buddy.
Hit or miss. Now
you could really.
I've tried the news. Maybe I'll start smoking.
Right?
You know? Why not? It's all about the edibles.
The edibles, dabs.
Why not? All right, go ahead, Stan.
Thursday, 4:36 p.m.
Hey, Greg. I'm just so glad to be, you know, a citizen of Massachusetts. But does that make me a grasshole as well? Let's talk about it.
End of message.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. 4:40 p.m.
I believe I can tie my shoes. I think about it every night and day. I bend down and tie away. I believe. Forget this. Monkey.
End of message.
Monkey is right over there in case anybody needs their shoes tied, and Johnny Egan will take care of it. And I think it was a nice gesture, one man to another. And I don't know why the big hullabaloo about it. Have you ever had anybody tie your shoes while you were running a 5K? And do you think that's a big deal if Johnny Egan tied? I was running the 5K and I stopped to say hello.
Tied your shoes.
And Johnny tied my shoe.
No, I think it's a good effort. It's a good thing.
It's a nice thing to do,
especially for a runner.
Yeah, for a runner. Right. I'm a runner, so
you can get sneakers without ties. You know,
well, they have the new Nike ones. Yeah. They have the ones without the. Yeah. They have the automatic
self-tying.
That's
things.
Cool.
$800.
Yeah, epitome of laziness. Though. I mean, really.
I mean, but what's wrong with that? Like, maybe that should be the new thing. Should be we should celebrate laziness.
Yeah,
like,
let's get fatter.
Why don't we celebrate laziness in this country? We celebrate everything else. Mm. Like when people are, you know, people. I mean, isn't that diversity? Like if we rather than mock the lazy, we should celebrate the lazy.
Well, it's like fat shaming,
don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can't use Velcro. Why? Well, you know, if you use Velcro. Shoes. Then you're a fat lazy guy.
LB, can I ask you a question that I've always wondered? Why don't they have skates that you don't have to tie? Why? Why?
Listen, great question.
Why don't they do that?
Great question.
The late great four-time Stanley Cup champion Butch Goring, back in the early '80s, they came out with Velcro skates.
Really?
It had two Velcro straps that went over the boot. It's something that I've always... Listen, I've never understood why you have to put on 9 pieces of equipment. Can't they just make it in a suit so you just step in and zip it up and put the jersey on? They tried it with the Cooperall, but, you know... Yeah. It's crazy. I don't understand that myself. Why wouldn't you just have something like you could just zip it up, put your foot in and zip it up?
Yeah. That's an expert opinion.
That's an expert opinion. Yes, it Not is. Really, yes, Ernie. It is. Yes, it is, Ernie. Yeah, I that's suck. An expert opinion.
By the way, Ernie, you look like you're going on an adventure with your North Face style pants there.
I like those North.
They look like they're very warm.
It's
I know.
Cold out. It's like 5 degrees out. Go ahead, Stan.
Thursday, 4:41 p.m.
Rest in peace, Craig Sager. You're one of a kind, my friend, and I hope you come back. Reincarnated as the ugliest Christmas sweater of all time.
Yeah, that was sad. Craig Sager died yesterday, and I mean, really did a great job when it comes to the NBA. I think he was on TNT for 26 years, and you know, his fashion sense was
snappy dresser.
A snappy dresser, very snappy dresser.
Thursday, 5:27 p.m.
And another news today. We have seen a huge spike in the sale of mid-80s conversion vans with Grateful Dead stickers on the back of them. Leading experts are saying that this is a direct cause of the new marijuana legalization laws in Massachusetts.
End of message. Thursday, 6:26 p.m.
With the extreme wind and cold coming tomorrow, I should stay away from all cars for fear that my nipples might key the cars.
End of message.
It is very, very, very cold.
You gotta layer over those things. It's tough, man.
It's very, very cold. It is going to warm up by this evening, but for most of the day today, single digits. Now, what are they, is it dangerous if you don't run your car for a long enough period of time?
You should. Start it up, let the oil get everywhere it's supposed to do, then drive it. Turn it on and go.
Don't turn it on and go.
What's a gasket issue?
Yeah.
You could hurt it.
Thursday, 7:29 p.m.
Oh, very good, Comrade Trump. You've proven yourself very well, fighting with the Russians over the CIA. Just remember, when you are inaugurated president of the United States, you represent the most important country in the world, Mother Russia.
End of message.
He's working for him.
Well, he is, Rob? Is he working for Russia?
Obviously.
I don't know if I believe this guy or not, but Julian Assange said yesterday that he wanted to make it clear that all of the WikiLeaks dumps from John Podesta's email, he was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, none of it came from Russia. So I don't know. Do you believe?
Oh, okay. Well,
do you believe Julian Assange, or do you think he's not to be trusted? Does he have any credibility, or I don't know.
I think he does, but I still don't like him.
As you don't like him?
No, I don't like him.
Some people think WikiLeaks is very important.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I don't know. I mean, if Russia were to be interfering in our elective process, that would certainly be an issue. But
would not be good.
But they are certainly hacking. I mean, the Russian hackers are interfering in everybody's bank accounts and their debit cards and everything day in and day out. I mean, they're doing it.
Everybody, if you own a business in the United States, you are
fighting it.
You're getting hacked. You know, there was a salon in Newton that they hacked into and froze the computers, and they had to turn it on by meeting a guy with bitcoins.
That's incredible.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not
kidding.
That's
how they got
the unfrozen. They had to meet a guy. First of all, they had to get bitcoins.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, I was a little bit involved. That's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
And and they it was like $1,000, and then they turned the computer back on. That's unbelievable. Yeah. And that's happening all over the United States.
I don't know. Ransomware. I don't know what would be worse. The Russians trying to interfere in our election process, or the fact that we can't protect our own our own emails, it's whether it's State Department emails or John Podesta's emails. It's kind of on us to. Of course, they're going to try to do that. It's going on, as you say, and minor
even
little
for
places,
regular
every,
businesses.
Mrs. Hill's getting hacked. They hacked the everyday household.
There was Walmart just got a whole bunch of people just had their card numbers. I think it was Walmart in Plymouth where a whole bunch of people had their card numbers taken. So,
and Yahoo?
Yahoo. Yeah. How huge is that?
I didn't even know they were still in business, with all due respect.
Well, you didn't know Yahoo was still in business?
Still around.
Well, they're trying to make a car. All these people are trying to make the car. The Google car, Yahoo car. All right, go ahead.
2:04 a.m.
I just pulled up an erratic, out of control Santa Claus. Okay, sir, who exactly is Santa Claus? You know, the jolly guy, the big fat guy that travels around the sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer, goes from house to house and delivers presents to boys and girls. I'm not aware. do you mean Santa Box? Yeah. He's gone crazy. He's giving out money. He's giving out. I think you need to send an officer down to Route 1 at the auto mile.
End of message.
Santa Bach is here. We got a gigantic collection of toys that have been donated this morning, and they keep coming in. So I want to thank everybody who came down this morning and has donated toys for Tots. And the Marines certainly thank you, and they're loading everything up and keep them coming. I think from a sheer volume point of view,
it looks good.
This is early to have this much here. So thanks.
And they always have the coolest toys. You always can see the latest stuff here.
Yeah, the new stuff.
They're awesome. Way cooler than we were kids. I'll tell you right.
You think
now.
So?
Oh, absolutely. Look at that.
We had some pretty cool toys.
Dangerous.
Operation was one of my favorites.
That was fun for about an hour.
Fat fingers.
Don't forget about Jenga, one of my all-time favorites. Don't Break the Ice, another classic.
The old Go Pick Up Dad, A Pack of Smokes down at the corner store. Me and LB played that one.
What about
Stick?
What about
who can forget Stick?
What about Stratego?
Stratego.
Not for nothing. You gotta give Hot Wheels props, man, because they're still
around.
Still crushing it.
Still around.
Hot Wheels, Matchbox. Barbie is still, of course,
cooking.
Gigantic. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that in the name of political correctness, Barbie hasn't been run out of the country.
Didn't they
make heavy Barbie?
About the figure wise, changed her figure.
Yeah, because her figure was proportionally not
perfect.
Couldn't exist in a human body.
Yeah, they made her frumpy.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, you notice Greg just mentioned both games in which someone with tiny hands can be successful.
Yes.
Operation and Jenga. And that's true. Twister. What about Twister? Twister. Go ahead.
Twister was fine.
Go ahead.
4:52 a.m.
With the holidays coming up, I was going to make a Hillmail joke about Greg, but somehow I just couldn't tie it together.
End of message.
All right.
Well done.
Good.
Well done.
Can we give a round? Give all the Hillmail voicemail message participants a round of applause here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.